This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That's funny, Jim.
It is. Ta-dum, 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 ta-dum.
To today's issues on the American Family Radio Network. Trivia Friday, it is. And so we're going to be here for the next hour and 25 minutes dispensing knowledge to America. What we're going to be doing. Ed Battagliano is here with me. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim. I like dispensing things on Friday.
I thought you'd like that word. I needed some other word. That I've been using, you know.
Heretofore. You've been using a different word.
And I'll be using that again. I'm sure sometime during this next hour and 25 minutes. J.J. Jasper, good morning, J.J.
Good morning. Hey, you're talking about dispensing information. I like to do that right now. President's Day is Monday, so I want to invite everybody to join me over the weekend ramping up to President's Day. And I want to encourage you to wear wooden teeth, powdered wigs, and break out the top hat.
Yeah,
go to church this Sunday morning wearing your top hat. I think that would be very appropriate.
And I challenge everybody to do a 70-minute press conference using a New York accent.
That was epic.
And I'll dress down people that are in your audience.
Yes.
Strip them down of any dignity.
We ought to have a mock the media day.
I think we did.
Yes, we did. I haven't enjoyed something so much as I did that press conference by President Trump yesterday in a while. That was quite entertaining. Even if you don't like President Trump, that was quite entertaining. But it was substantive as well.
Yes.
But that's not why we're here, people.
No.
Are we? No, we call this...
Learning University.
And it's on the air. Class has begun. Get ready to get on your rocket of knowledge and take off to the...
Hear the bell ringing, and you see those last few people in the hall
running.
Trying to get in the door.
Dashing.
Running. Yes.
All right, how do we do this, Ed?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Tim. What we do is each of us has three questions. We're going to...
Has or have?
Each of us has three questions.
Wow. Okay.
We as a group... have nine questions. And so what we do is we take turns. We ask each of our three questions. One of these questions is a mystery question, which means nobody out there knows which one it is. If you answer the question correctly, you hear this sound. Yes, the beloved cowbell means you have won an AFA travel mug.
That's right.
And for those of you who are listening on the radio, Tim is holding it up right now.
Or watching.
Yes.
If you're listening, I can't see it, Ed.
I know. That's why I'm just letting them know what you're doing. You're holding it up for them.
Oh, okay.
Showing it.
If they watch Facebook Live, they can see it right
they
now.
They see us right now. And you win that if you get the question correct. We invite you to ask or answer or do both. We like for you to do both. If you wait as long as you're going to wait to get on this show, you're going to want to do both.
That's right. Hey, I want to jump in here. When you first started answering Tim's question, you slipped into that voice of the guy in Driver's Ed, those films that we watched. When you pull out from the curb, make sure and look towards the stop sign.
Yes.
Was it just me, or were those things about as monotone as
they
could possibly?
Mine was exciting.
Use your seatbelt. Keep your eyes straight. Make sure your hands are on the tin.
Oh, you're taking us back now,
no,
JJ.
Mine was screaming the whole time. I don't know why.
Well, because you were in New England.
No, because I was in the median.
No, I'm talking about the film.
The film you had to go watch.
Film.
Yeah, the movie.
The film,
the film for Driver's Ed or Safety.
Those probably were national.
Because they were.
We had a gym teacher, and he did Driver's Ed. He said if we would behave throughout the year, that our health and PE thing and the health, he said, to reward us, he would play one of those films backwards. And Mr. Talbot, and we held him to that, and it was just hilarious.
He played
cheap entertainment. Yeah, yep, yep, hot on you, zidding.
And then you found out there was some hidden meaning in
that. That's right.
Backward masking.
Yeah. You're exactly right.
Yeah. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. So we're going to
give the number.
Yes, we're going to get... Yes, we should, and we will. Yeah. Three questions each.
Yeah.
And then folks will call in and ask or answer or both with their own trivia questions. And let me give the phone number. You have the phone number yet?
I do. Thank you for asking, Tim. I love giving the phone
number. And only call if you haven't got on the air in the last 4 weeks.
Right.
We have a 4-week waiting period between calls for everybody. It's the honor system. Although if we have to employ the NSA, we will.
That's right. We will deport you.
We will. We'll round you up.
If you're in the, if you're right. On the board and you've been yep. here and you've been on for the last 4 weeks, we will deport you.
Right, right, right. So we're warning you.
Right.
Ahead of time. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Ed, what's the number and what are your three questions?
The number is 888-589-8840. That number again, 888-589-8840. Here are my three questions. I'm going to start off with a Bible question. How's that? When Jesus turned the water into wine, how many water pots were there? How many water pots? You guys, you folks should be on this.
First miracle.
Like ducks on a June bug. All right, here's a true-false question in honor of you, JJ. For a statue of a rider on horseback, if the horse has two legs in the air, it always means the rider died in battle. Is that true or false? And then my third question, what were the Secret Service designations for both Presidents Bush? We have George H.W. Bush, we call him Bush 41, and George W. Bush, Bush 43. What were the Secret Service designations for each of those presidents?
Here's what I've got. First question, Bible question. How many times did the Israelites march around the city of Jericho? You know that story. How many times did the Israelites march around the city of Jericho when the walls fell down?
Isn't there a song
down?
That goes with that?
There should be.
And a coloring book?
Yeah, there should be.
Yeah, there's certainly a coloring book.
Second question. What is the more common name for your clavicle? What is the more common name for your clavicle? Third question, true or false, Monday, President's Day. Here's my true or false question. President Lincoln was also a wrestler who lost only one of 300 matches. Is that true or false? President Lincoln was a wrestler. He lost only one of 300 matches. True or false?
Wrestler in Kentucky, it's a wrestler, ain't it?
Yeah, wrestler. Can you just see that right now? If they had the tag team, the Kentucky Top Hats coming out there, there's the old rail splitter coming over the turnbuckle into the ring. Things are about to get ugly. That's going to leave a mark.
Lincoln in one corner.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
All right, Trivia Friday, here are my three questions.
Stephen Douglas.
Yeah, Douglas in one corner, Lincoln in the other.
Oh, Douglas has got a chair.
Bobby Knight's in there with him, too.
From Indiana.
All right. Well, Indiana borders Kentucky. Yeah. Wouldn't have been an impossibility. All right, here are my three questions. American history question, ladies and gentlemen. Which patriot leader organized the Boston Tea Party in the year 1773.
Oh, good.
Which patriot leader organized the Boston Tea Party?
It was Tom Brady, wasn't it?
if he was alive in
1773.
Number two, what is the most popular board game of all time?
Wow.
The most popular board game in the history of the world, what is it? And number three, what does the acronym NASA stand for?
Excellent question.
Yes. What does the acronym NASA stand for? If you're like me, you thought the first two were something different. But anyway, that's a good question to ask. And Ed's given the phone number. We will take your calls. Two things. We Facebook Live, if you want to go there for today's issues and comment on the show. Or if you want to send us an email, comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net is your email address. And we're taking your phone calls. Go ahead, Ed. Let's get started.
All right. We go to North Carolina. Todd is on the line. Todd, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Todd. We haven't heard from you in 4 weeks. Where you been?
Well, I've been waiting for that fifth week to come around so I could call 888-589-8840 and get on with the university.
Playing by the rules. We like that.
Yeah, we do. We like it. We like rule keepers. All right. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Todd?
I'd like to do both.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
I'm going to take a shot at Tim's NASA question.
That's good that you're taking a shot at this. Here's the question, ladies and gentlemen. Students, what does the acronym NASA stand for? Todd, what's the answer?
National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Yes.
Yay. Way to go, Todd. Way to start us out.
National Aeronautics and Space Administration. I think a lot of people think it stands for North American something or another.
Oh, okay.
Probably. But anyway, National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Of course, who wants to say that all day, every day?
Right.
So we just call it NASA. It reminds me of a funny joke I've told before, but we have new listeners, which I stole from Jeff Foxworthy. Jeff Foxworthy said, you know, there's a big NASA station in Huntsville.
Yeah.
Okay. And Jeff Foxworthy says, there's two words that don't go together, NASA and Alabama. We have a lot of listeners in Huntsville. Jeff, you can call Jeff Foxworthy. Don't call me. I'm not the one who came up with that, but I thought that was funny. Anyway, you got a question for us?
Yes, I do. And of course, it's a Bible question.
Okay.
All right. It's coming from the Old Testament book of Numbers. There's the account in there of Balak, the king of Moab, who persuaded or tried to persuade Balaam, the prophet, to curse Israel. There were three different places that Balak took Balaam to persuade him to do that. And I'm calling to ask, what are the name of those three places?
JJ's not even getting close to the microphone. Give it a shot.
No, I know this story, I remember, you know, everybody remembers when the donkey balked. But he went, and instead of, he turned him down a bunch of times, then he went ahead and reluctantly went, but he said, I'm just going to have to tell you what the Lord says. Mm-hmm. And instead of cursing them, he blessed them. So the king said, no, that's not what I wanted. He would take him out on a high ridge to look out over. You know, let's try this again. But I don't remember the names of the places.
It was one of them. Peor?
Or Peor, whichever Peor. Way you would pronounce it. That's
all right,
one of them.
There's one.
But I don't
how
know.
Many
the,
you need?
33%.
The second one was Huntsville. and I can't remember the third. You got to help
Space
me.
Cowboy.
Yeah. I don't know the second two.
All right. Well, the last two, the first one he took him to was Kirjath Huzoth, and the second one was Pisgah.
Pisgah.
Mm, now, Pisgah.
There's a Pisgah in Mississippi.
Yeah.
And then what was that second one?
The first one I mentioned was Kirjath Huzoth.
Yeah, I knew a guy by that name in junior high school, but I hadn't seen him in ages. Kirjath.
Yeah.
He was a really good basketball player.
Yeah.
But anyway, great questions.
Yes, sir.
And we always appreciate
good challenge. Challenging question. We need to read the Bible more, don't we?
Turns our heart to God's word. Hey, thank you, Todd. Appreciate it.
Okay, y'all have a good weekend.
All right, you too, brother.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Just get tired of doing the same old thing,
I'm
you know?
Say
I just do the Michael
that
Jackson
That student
version.
Is about 13 years old, so he lacks about another year.
Hey, let me jump on this one.
Yeah.
What, my friend Ron Shank said, you know, how tough Mike Tyson was, the boxer, but his voice didn't.
Yeah.
And he said, how would you like for him to be above you in the apartment building, and you're playing your music too loud? Hey, I just want to tell you, turn your music down. Hey, man, I ain't turning my music down. Yeah, what are you going to do about it? Well, if I have to come down there, it won't go well. Well, you come on down here. You and the horse you rode in on. You know, and then Mike
How
Tyson.
How big a boy opened. Are you? How big a boy are you? Oh, that's funny. A Trivia Friday on AFR. Back to the phones we go.
Back to the phones. We go to Kansas, and Ginger is on the line. Ginger, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hey,
how
you doing,
Ginger?
Doing great. Where are you calling from in Kansas?
Independence.
Independence, Kansas? No, it's Independence, Missouri. That's the home of Harry Truman, right? Not Independence, Kansas.
Right.
Yeah, but anyway, well, thanks for calling, Ginger. And you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both, please.
All right. Which one do you want to take a shot at?
Take a shot at Jesus' first miracle.
Okay.
Hey, did I ask all my questions?
Huh?
Did I ever ask all my... I did ask all my questions, didn't I?
Yeah, I think so.
Did I ask two or three?
I think you asked three.
Did I ask about in what type restaurant would you find the condiment wasabi? See, I only
wasabi,
asked two.
You mean?
Wasabi, pardon me. Hey, let me throw that question in there. I knew I'd...
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
Okay. In what type... This is my third question, which was not asked a few minutes ago. In what type restaurant would you find the condiment wasabi?
Wasabi.
Yeah.
And
anyway.
Dated one of the wasabi twins.
Yes.
But that was back in middle school.
Well, I didn't date in middle school. It was about, but I mean, you're right, it's about 10th grade, about the middle of high school. So, the wasabis, she was related to
that. Which one
do
you want to answer? I'm sorry to interrupt you, Ginger. Go ahead. Which one do you want to take a shot at?
Oh, you want to? Yeah. The question about Jesus and the water and the wine, right? That one?
Yes.
Okay, here's the question. When Jesus turned the water into wine, how many water pots were there?
Seven.
No?
Seven's not the answer?
Seven is not the answer. But you're close. But we'll have to wait for it. We'll have to give someone else
another. What's the question again?
When Jesus turned the water into wine, how many water pots were there?
Okay.
So, okay. All right. Well, Ginger, what's your question for us?
You know, some people can be a water pot, you know?
Yeah.
Real water pots.
Yeah.
You know, if you've been around people with an attitude like that.
Yeah, and aren't those people who, like, when they go to a dance in high school, they just stand,
yeah,
and stand
water,
and watch? They call them water pots?
Yeah.
Wallflowers,
yeah.
water pots.
Which is a great group, by the way, back in the day. Ginger, go ahead with your question.
I'm going to give Sacagawea a little break here.
Okay.
You're a long-time listener to Trivia
yes,
Friday, right? You remember the Sacagawea...
Decade.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Who was Minnehaha's husband?
Minnehaha.
She was the... Wasn't she Minnie Pearl's mother?
Minnehaha.
Minnehaha?
Isn't there's a town, Minnehaha, somewhere, I think. Yeah. But I don't. You guys.
All
know
I can see is a hat with the price tag hanging from it.
Minnehaha.
Minnehaha. You got Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah,
we're
stumped.
You got us,
Ginger.
Ginger, what's the answer?
Hiawatha.
Hiawatha was Minnie Mama's.
Minnehaha.
Minnehaha.
Minnehaha's mom.
Husband.
Oh, yeah, it's different than a mother. Yeah.
It used to be.
It's quite a difference, in fact, if you look it up in the encyclopedia.
See something?
Yes?
I have a trivia shirt and yeah. I wore it into the doctor's office one day.
Uh-huh.
And a man came out and he said, oh, where'd you get that? I listen to that when I'm on the road. I can't get it everywhere. But I listen to this, to that radio station. I said, well, I ordered two of them.
Oh, that was fun.
Wow.
Maybe we need to bring the Trivia Friday t-shirts back. Let's take a look at that.
Flushes out the other university alumni.
Yeah, brings them out.
Hey,
yeah.
Speaking of which, Ginger, and tell these guys as well, this morning, two of the production team, AFR, AFA production team, they came up to me and they had finished mixing down and making ready Volume 3 of Hilarious Highlights.
Wow,
and this was unsolicited. They said, hey, we laughed till we cried. One, you know, completely separate from the other, said, this is absolutely the funniest
one.
Then the other one came up and said, hey, I just want to tell you, the Volume 3 is by far more funny than one or two.
Oh, wow. We're going to have those for
nice.
Share-a-thon.
Yeah, for spring share-a-thon. But that
yes.
was nice to hear them say that.
Thank you, Ginger.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
You take care. Bye-bye. Then thank you for helping us spread the word about AFR and Trivia Friday. By the way, folks... we have technology now called an app on
yes.
your smartphone. Oh, well, we don't own it, but probably Bill Gates does or somebody like that. Help the Bill Gates family.
Yes.
Keep them.
They're only worth $30 billion.
Yeah, they're I don't know if they'll make your house note or not, but anyway, you can get an app on your smartphone or your iPad or something like that. Download it in 30 seconds or 1 minute, and you can listen to American Family Radio anywhere in the world.
Yes.
With as long as you have high-speed internet.
Right.
So check that out. Also, you can so that's the best way if you don't have access to one of our radio stations or listen on our AFR website. AFR.net.
Yes. You can listen at your computer at work.
Exactly.
Don't
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions quickly. Ed, what do you have?
All right. When Jesus turned the water into wine, how many water pots were there? And the guess has been seven. That's the only guess we've had thus far.
And
that
water pots is not a pejorative for a group of people. Right?
Right.
It wasn't an ethnic slur.
No, that's right.
It was a real...
It's a pot with water in it.
Water in it.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Our second question. For a statue of a rider on horseback, if the horse has two legs in the air, it always means the rider died in battle. Is that true or false? Third question. What were the Secret Service designations for both Presidents Bush? That's Bush 41 and then his son Bush 43. That Secret Service has a nickname, so I want to know what the nicknames were for both Presidents Bush.
Water pots.
Yeah,
Water pot is on the move, headed towards Air Force One. Here's what I've got. First question, how many times did the Israelites march around the city of Jericho? You know the story about the walls mm-hmm. falling down? How many times did the Israelites march around the city of Jericho? Second question, what is the more common name for your clavicle? What is the more common name for your clavicle? Third question, true or false, Monday is President's Day. I want to know this. President Lincoln was also a wrestler who lost only one of 300 matches. Is that true or false?
That he was a wrestler or that he only lost one out of 300?
All of it together. Okay. Yeah.
Here are my three questions. Which Patriot leader organized the Boston Tea Party in the year 1773? Every American Patriot should know that name.
Mel Gibson.
Patriot leader organized the Boston Tea Party in the year 1773? Number two, what is the most popular board game in all history? Okay. And number three, in what type restaurant would you find the condiment wasabi? You've got wasabi as a condiment in a restaurant. What kind of restaurant
are you eating?
Where are you eating? Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
Hey, I was going to say, I wanted to check with JJ, find out where you're going to be. We got about a minute. Can you squeeze that in?
Oh, thank you.
Where are you going to be?
Yeah, tomorrow evening, men's conference at Evergreen Baptist Church in Vance, Alabama. That's near Tuscaloosa. And then I'm sticking around and speaking for the Sunday morning service. So if you're in the Tuscaloosa, Alabama area, men's conference tomorrow at 5 p.m. and then sharing the message on Sunday morning, Evergreen Baptist Church in Vance, Alabama.
And I wanted to mention that because I wanted to ask our listeners to be praying for JJ.
Oh, please.
Welcome to Today's Issues, offering a Christian response
to
the issues of the day.
So we're not sure what happened there.
Tim Wildman, president of the American...
Sometimes our technology rules us.
No,
it
just
takes over our
lives.
No,
here's what happened. We just came through Groundhog Day, and so this whole Bill Murray thing is...
we're going to repeat it over this. We're going to repeat this show over and over and over again.
When your alarm clock goes off.
So are you having a hard time finding the break button there, Adam? All right. We'll get you some help back here. You know, we all have times in our lives when we... We can't find the brake button.
We all need somebody to lean on.
Now. All right. So Adam's having to fill in for
Brent Creed.
Brent, and so only once a week do we do this Trivia Friday, so we're trying to find the right button on the computer.
Hey, since we're stalling, and Ed was so nice to ask, March the 5th, I'll be at the Free Will Baptist Church in Owensboro, Kentucky. March the 11th, Fairmount Christian Church in Virginia, Mechanicsville, Virginia. First Baptist Church, DeRidder, Louisiana, March the 24th and 25th, and then on to Tifton, Georgia, and Oil City, Pennsylvania, and other places.
I tell you what, just play anything, Adam. just play anything. You don't have to go to a break, a typical music break. Just there you go. All right, we're going to take a timeout right here. We're going to be back in a couple of minutes with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We'll get as many calls as we can get in the next half hour. And we look forward to hearing from you on Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We shall return. We hope you will too.
Americans, I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and Commentary next.
Liberty University is in the business of training champions for Christ, the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 500 programs of study, along with an online degree program designed for thousands of active duty and military veterans. Beyond the classroom, students meet together weekly for worship and to hear from some of the nation's leading experts in the arts, politics, and business. Liberty University, committed to academic excellence with a Christian worldview.
The Washington Supreme Court has decided gay rights trump everyone else's rights, ruling that a grandmother who runs a flower shop discriminated against two gay men when she declined to participate in their wedding ceremony. Attorneys for Barron L. Stutzman plan to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Remember when President Obama told the nation gay marriage would have no impact on American citizens? Try telling that to Barron L. Stutzman, who now faces the prospect of losing her business, her home, and her life savings simply for refusing to violate her deeply held religious beliefs. Over the past few years, I've become friends with Barron L. One day, I asked her why she didn't just comply with the demands of the gay customer. I'll never forget what she told me. Who would you rather obey, God or the government? Barron L. Stutzman chose to obey God, no matter the consequence. And that makes her an American hero. I'm Todd Starnes.
Next time on Today's Issues, Jeremy Wiggins, host of In the Trenches, brings more obscure stories, like a golfer who discovered his most important club.
His name is Tony Arts. He's a North Fort Myers resident, and his Cleveland golf putter is the most important.
Okay, why is that, Jeremy?
Because he used it to fend off a 10-foot alligator when he was playing through.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
It is interesting that in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the first and last rays of sunlight fall every day upon its tallest building, the 555-foot Washington Monument. And there on its top, inscribed on the four-sided aluminum capstone, are the Latin words Laos Deo, which means praise be to God. This simple expression of praise reflects America's abiding belief that God has blessed our country with liberty and divine favor. Hello, everyone. Tim Wildman again. We're going to Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, for our spiritual heritage tours in June and September, and we'll see this Washington Monument. That's only one of the many monuments and places we'll see. Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation will lead the way as we talk about the places, the time, the events, and the people of our early American Christian heritage. For more information, visit the website spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com.
Friends, Frank Turek with you. This week on Cross Examine with Frank Turek at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, this Saturday, we're going to be talking about the curse of fake knowledge. It will help you witness to other people. The curse of fake knowledge this Saturday, 9 Central, 10 Eastern on the American Family Radio Network.
Where we're moving on.
All right, welcome back. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim Wildman, Ed Battagliano, J.J. Jasper.
And Wheezy is our first caller. We've got her on the line.
That wasn't dynamite, was it?
No, that's good times.
That's good times.
Yeah, I get it all.
Dynamite.
I get it all mixed up.
Dynamite. All right, Trivia Friday. Give the phone number, and then back to the phones we go.
All right, 888-589-8840 is the number to call if you want to get on this here show. 888-589-8840. And we go back to the phones, and we go to Louisiana, and Trevor is on the line. Trevor, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
Good morning, Trevor. We're doing great.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Trevor?
Do both.
All right. Which question do you want to ask? Answer, rather.
The most popular board game in the world. It's kind of easy for me.
Okay. What is the most popular board game of all time, Trevor?
I would say checkers.
Checkers is a very good guess, but it's incorrect.
Yeah, but that's a great guess.
I'll tell you what, though, Trevor. You go to Cracker Barrel, it is the most popular game.
Checkers is?
They got a checkerboard inside and a checkerboard outside at Cracker Barrel.
I could have named another one, but I didn't know if that would have been cheating or giving somebody else a hint of the answer.
You're good with all you've done to this point by just saying one guess. Yeah, if you say another word, you might give it away. But that is a very good guess, Trevor. Checkers. I'm going to give you a king right now just for having a good guess.
What's your question for us, Trevor?
All right. I really don't know if y'all can answer it, but I really don't know if y'all can get it right or wrong. But Anyway, all right. In the Bible, Adam and Eve had three sons. How aware did Cain's wife come from?
we can't answer it. I mean, nobody really knows the exact answer. You would guess it came from Adam and Eve somehow. I mean,
I think he means what town?
What town?
Yeah, it just said that he went out and they say that he knew his wife. You know, like I was doing some research and it said that when they say the word he knew his wife, that meant that they had sex.
Right.
So that's how, all right, but I'm just stumped at it because I also read in the Book of Jubilees. And in the Book of Jubilees, they say that that was just the Jewish version of the Bible to keep up with their history on, you know, how life started with Adam and Eve living over 900 years and having multiple children.
Right.
And I know incest was, I don't want to say it was against God's law at the time because, you know, God say be fruitful and multiply. So I would guess that the same laws would apply to their children too.
Hey, Trevor, let me interrupt you because we're mostly just having fun today, and I don't know if we can rightly answer that, but that's a very provocative. Thank you for that deep question, and you have a great weekend, buddy.
Yeah, just check with your pastor. That sounds like a pastor question to us, Trevor, okay?
Then you couldn't answer it. That's why I called.
Oh, well.
And may all the moves in your life be triple jumps from here on out.
Good question, Trevor.
Thanks, Trevor. Yeah, that's just one of those. That's one of those questions that needs to talk to his pastor. And I just don't know the answer to that.
Now, if he'd asked something simple about how many angels can dance on the head of a pin, I've got that answer.
I think she was from Jericho,
one town over
in that area. I know that's where she went to high school. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim Wildman, Ed Battagliano, and J.J. Jasper. This is also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. Back to the phones, Ed.
Well, we go back to Arkansas. Second call from Arkansas. Isaiah is on the line. Isaiah, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How are y'all?
Hey, we're doing great. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Isaiah?
Answer.
All right, which question?
Isaiah.
About Jericho.
Okay, Isaiah, are you in like a gym?
No, sir.
Okay, you sound like you're in a big building that's echoing.
Sound better?
Yeah, it didn't sound bad. I just wondered, or a jail cell or something, something like that.
Jail now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
anyway, what's your, are you going to ask and answer? Is that what you said?
Just answer.
Answer, please.
Okay, go ahead. Which one you want to answer?
The Jericho.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ed.
That's not mine.
Oh, here we go.
How many times did the Israelites march around the city of Jericho, Isaiah?
13.
You're exactly right.
13 times.
That's a little tricky.
Yeah, see, I was thinking it was 7, but they marched around the city once a day for 6 days, then 7 times on the 7th day. So 6 plus 7, you got the answer? 13 from Joshua chapter 6. Way to go there, buddy.
Absolutely. What a great answer. Good Bible knowledge.
Yes. Thank you, Isaiah. Appreciate it.
Brother JJ.
Sir.
Do you remember, like, a few months ago that Samuel, Hannah, and Joseph came by and said hi to you?
I do remember that.
Those are my older siblings.
Wonderful.
Oh, well, all right.
They came here to AFR?
Sir?
They came here to Tupelo?
Yes, sir. They're going through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yes, well, please tell them hello for us, and thank you for listening to AFR, and thanks for making it on Learning University, Isaiah.
All right, thank y'all. Oh, and I love your joke about the bald eagle and the owl.
Oh, yeah, that was last week. Yeah. All right.
Great.
Tastes a little like bald eagle. Thank you, Isaiah.
That's bad. All right. There's a park ranger out front to see you, Ed.
He's with a PETA representative.
Yeah.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. You're listening to American Family Radio. We're videoing the show live at Facebook. For today's issues, Facebook for today's issues, you can send us an email at comments@afr.net if you'd like to. And we're going to repeat our questions real quickly.
All right. Well, here's my three. When Jesus turned the water into wine, how many water pots were used? And someone's already answered 7. That is incorrect. Second question. For a statue of a rider on horseback, if the horse has 2 legs in the air, it always means the rider died in battle. Is that true or false? Third question, what were the Secret Service designations for both Presidents Bush? We have Bush 41, that was the 41st president, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush, Bush 43. What were their nicknames from the Secret Service?
Here's what I've got. What is the most common name for your clavicle? What is the most common name for your clavicle? Second question, true or false? President Lincoln was also a wrestler who lost only 1 of 300 matches. Is that true or false? And since Monday's President's Day, let me add one. Here, this is multiple choice. President John Tyler had the most children of any president. How many? 7, 12, or 15.
Wow.
How many children did President John Tyler from 1841 to 1845 have? 7, 12, or 15?
You know, after 6, it doesn't really matter.
You kind of lose track.
I know people who have more. Yeah, that's just.
Number 10, you there.
Yeah. Whatever your name
Kid
is.
With the freckles.
You know, you live in the room down, the third room down the hall there.
And I was reading in that unabridged biographical piece that John Tyler was a great granddaddy of Jim Duggar. So I know the Duggars are proud of that Ancestry.com knowledge they were able to glean.
Is that the one that shows you the wheel or the circle, and then you got your ethnicity broke down by your DNA?
I think that's the DNA, folks. That's interesting.
Huh?
I think that would be interesting to find
like
out.
1/8.
Pig Latin, 1/8 Pig Latin, and the other Irish or Welsh.
My sister had that done, so I'm guessing I'd be the same. I am actually 1% pirate.
That explains a lot. That explains those.
Shiver me timbers.
That explains those loop earrings you wear.
Yes.
I mean, at least the one.
And the pirate that
that bandana.
Parrot.
And that bandana he wears every other Thursday.
Yeah. Yes.
That kind of explains that, too.
Hey, did your sister really get that done?
Yes, she did.
Yeah, you got me curious. What was the breakdown?
It was very detailed. I mean, I
obviously
don't remember
a lot of Italian.
And half in Greek, but there was, like 2% Slovakian. I mean, it's very detailed.
I could tell it was by your accent.
It was like 10.
Mine 10 just
different...
came back white. I think I got ripped off.
I think you did. You wasted your money.
Yeah, I paid $100 and it's waiting for my, it just said, you're white.
Yeah.
In parentheses, it said cracker.
That did not help at all.
Which goes good with my parrot. My parrot's
all right, here
saying.
Are my three questions. Which Patriot leader organized, probably related to me, which Patriot leader organized the Boston Tea Party in the year 1773? Number two, what is the most popular board game of all time?
Wow.
I don't care what ethnicity you are.
I can tell you the one that takes the longest. I can tell you the one that takes the longest to play. Me and my buddies, we put about 6 hours into Risk that we'll never ever get back.
Oh, I remember those games in college.
And we played them a couple times where you had to stop. Don't anybody touch the board, and then you went off somewhere.
Go eat dinner.
Came back, to finish that long game.
All right, what is the most popular board game of all time? And finally, in what type restaurant would you find the condiment wasabi? You got wasabi at your table as a condiment. I want to know what kind of restaurant you're at.
And you can hear it way before you see it on the table.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. All right, Ed, back to the
phones. Can we go back to the phones, please? Somebody help us. Somebody from Texas,
that
help
food
us.
That was fast as lightning.
Judo John is on the line from Texas.
We got the Judy chops that we're going to learn how to do here a little later on.
In fact, it was a little bit frightening. All right.
John, if you can sing the next verse from that song.
You get a mug?
You get a mug.
Oh, man. I wish I could. My wife tells me all the time, how much money did your parents waste on those sports?
On those singing lessons? Yeah. Hey, John, ask, answer, or do both.
I'd like to do both.
Which all one right. you want to answer?
Well, I want to answer the one about the statue of the generals.
All right. Here, let me repeat the question. It says, for a statue of a rider on horseback, if the horse has two legs in the air, it always means the rider died in battle. Is that true or false?
I believe that's true.
That is 100% false. What we have is a bit of folk wisdom. It's kind of one of those legendary things. You are most people would say that. I thought it was true when I looked it up. It said there is no universal rule regarding statues, and although it sometimes turns out to be true, more times than not, this rule is not applied. That is from a reference website as well as Snopes.com.
I thought it was true.
Yeah, a lot of people do. I thought it was.
You see, this is Learning University,
That's right.
That's right.
That's what it's all about right there.
I was going to say it's an urban legend, but it's more actually a rural legend.
Rural legend.
Well, I've got a question for you, and it does concern the Civil War. If you go to a Civil War battlefield or War Between States battlefield, you'll see a cannon buried nose down, perpendicular to the ground. What does that signify?
That means they've been to Amarillo, Texas, and they got inspired seeing all them Cadillacs with their tail feathers sticking up. And they said, hey, if Amarillo can do that and have all that graffiti painted on it and get about $10 billion in tourism, let's bury us some cannons nose down and say that we did it on purpose as well.
Well, that's exactly right.
Were you guessing, JJ? He's just spitballing over there, and he got it right. Oh, my word.
Oh, man. I still think JJ needs to name that guy. He needs to have a name. Yeah. All right,
I just feel sorry for Melanie because I know what he's going to sound like when he's 80.
Well, whatever. When he starts to do it, it's going to be followed by.
That's going to be. That's what you call an old codger right there. Anyway.
Hey, John, what is the answer? Sorry, I got off on a little tangent there.
Well, I tell you what, I only get to listen to y'all once a month when I drive from Waco to Gatesville, and this is my. I just laugh the entire time. So
listen,
thank y'all.
Listen, John, a lot of people have to do different kinds of community service, so your parole officer making you listen to this show once a month, it could be a lot worse, buddy. You could be busting rocks. You just think about that, or picking up litter on the side of the road.
He's on a roll, folks. He'll be here all week. Tell your friends.
Well, what it signifies is when you see a cannon buried nose down into the ground on a Civil War battlefield, that is the location where a general died.
Oh.
Wow. Is that true? Is that?
Yeah.
Wow. I never knew that. That's
hey, we learned something. That's awesome.
We've got
mutuality here because I learned also.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, we love you guys.
Thank
y'all
you.
Have a great show, and I so appreciate it.
Thank you,
thank
brother.
You, John. Appreciate it. And you know what? I love listening to someone laugh like that. John,
amen.
Oh, you're not
laugh.
Kidding.
Laughter's good for the soul.
Hey, seriously, where we're located, there's a Civil War battlefield north, Shiloh. Then in the state of Mississippi, you've got Vicksburg and a lot of places. Yeah, Corinth, Bryce's Crossroads. So if you get an opportunity to come to the South. A
lot of Civil War history.
A lot of Civil War history. Very, very interesting.
Shiloh. A little battlefield here in this town, city, too.
Yeah, the Shiloh National Battlefield is actually in Tennessee.
Oh, that's right. It's in Tennessee.
It's right over the border of Mississippi, but it's well worth going to if you've never been to it. And it's big. It's a big place. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim Wilma with Evan Tagliano. And J.J. Jasper, we call this show
Learning University.
That was pretty pathetic right there. Let's go back to the well again. We call this show
Learning University.
That's in sync right there. That's what I like to hear. All right, for the last time this half hour, let's repeat our questions.
All right. When Jesus turned the water into wine, how many water pots were used? Mm-hmm. Second remaining question, what were the Secret Service designations for both Presidents Bush? That's George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush. And since nobody can answer my first miracle question, let me add a second one. Who asked Jesus to perform his first recorded miracle?
Here's what I've got. What is the most common name for your clavicle? Your knee bone's connected to the thigh bone. Your clavicle's connected to the... Yeah. What is the more common name for your clavicle? Second question. true or false? President Lincoln was also a wrestler who lost only one of 300 matches. Is that true or false? And then multiple choice, thinking about Monday being President's Day, President John Tyler had the most children of any president. How many? A, 7, B, 12, or C, 15? Did he have 7, 12, or 15 children?
No wonder he wanted to be president.
I'm sorry, dear, but I got to go to the White
House. You know, I'm the president of the United States, honey. I do not have time to deal with the children today. You're just going to have to do it.
You want me to change how many diapers and still make it to that press conference?
Trivia Friday on AFR. Here are my three questions. Surprised this one hasn't been answered yet, but I still have faith in our listeners. Somebody's going to come through. Which Patriot leader organized the Boston Tea Party in the year 1773? Number two, what is the most popular board game of all time? And number three, in what type restaurant would you find the condiment wasabi? You got wasabi with the mustard, the ketchup, whatever else you got there. What kind of restaurant are you at? Actually, at this restaurant, you wouldn't have mustard and ketchup, so I'll give that much away. But what do you? If wasabi is served at what kind of restaurant? Our phone number, Ed, is what? And then back to the...
It is 888-589-8840. That number again, 888-589-8840. We go next to Arkansas. Arkansas has been lighting it up today.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie is on the line. Charlie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
That's a real plague. I mean, pleasure.
Thank you, Charlie.
A real plague.
I don't know how to take that exactly, but...
I know how to take it.
Hey, well plagued, Charlie. Well plagued.
I'm just sick of the both of you.
You guys, and it is good to laugh. I was going to ask and answer.
All right, which question you want to answer, Charlie?
The board game.
Oh, I want to hear the answer.
What is the most popular board game of all time? And it's not checkers because that's been given as an answer. What is it? What is answer?
I am going to say Monopoly.
Monopoly is a very good guess.
What? It's not Monopoly?
It's not Monopoly.
Oh, man. I'm glad I'm not a betting
That's what
man.
I thought, too, when I first read the question. Yeah. But anyway, so it's not checkers, and it's not Monopoly.
You got to be kidding me.
So that question's still out there.
Wow.
Among the student
body. You telling
me
Candyland is that popular? Who would have thunk
it? That was my next guess.
Doctor.
What's your question for us? Oh, you
operation?
Mean operation?
Operation, yeah.
That's bad to realize you don't have steady nerves and you're only about 9 years old. And you keep hitting the side of that thing.
Somebody. All right.
Okay.
What's your question for us, Charlie?
Question is, you know, when you see geese flying in a V form and one line is longer than the other, why is that?
Charlie, it's because there's more geese on the longer leg.
You got it. You got it. Boy, I just struck out twice.
What, JJ? What's the answer now?
He said when you see a geese flying, there's always one side longer than the other. Yeah. Why is that? It's because there are more geese on the longer leg.
It's a trick.
It's not even more. It's not any more complicated than that, huh?
We overthink things.
I just thought about it. There's just shorter.
Thank
geese,
you, brother.
Shorter geese on the other
Who's
leg.
That?
That was Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. Thank you for calling, my friend. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We keep rolling.
We do. We keep rolling. We go next to Tennessee. Austin has been waiting a while. Austin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning, Austin. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, please.
All right. Which question would you like to try to answer?
Like the one about the Secret Service code names.
All right. What were the Secret Service designations for both Presidents Bush?
I think 41 was Timberwolf, and 43 was Trailblazer.
That is correct.
Whoa!
Oh!
Yes.
Whoa! Cowbell.
Cowbell time.
Well, cowbell. JJ, what does that cowbell mean?
Well, that means that Austin not only answered correctly, he is getting a really nice AFR travel mug. Stainless steel in the middle, high quality plastic on the top and the bottom. That plastic will be in the landfill for 600 years. That's how well built this thing
is.
Hey,
this cup also tells you your DNA breakdown. So that's just an added benefit. If you look on the bottom underneath there, it'll tell you that.
Hey, Austin, I will tell you there was a second designation for George W. Bush, Bush 43, Tumblr. But Tumblr or Trailblazer would have been accepted. Congratulations. And Austin, before I forget, when we are finished with you on the air, do not hang up. We're going to put you on hold. And Cindy Roberts, who's running the board for us today, will take your shipping information, and we will send you a delightful AFR travel mug.
You know, that's funny.
As opposed to a what?
As a
bad attitude?
As opposed to the ones we've got
that
in the back.
That are undelightful.
That are just not fit.
You're talking about President Bush being Tumblr. That's interesting because that was Abe Lincoln's tag team partner. He was Rail Splitter and his buddy was Tumblr.
Tumblr.
Man, they were wearing those other folks out. Somebody comes at you 6'5", and they got a top hat.
Yes.
That's intimidating.
And his nickname is Rail Splitter. Austin, what's your question for us?
All right. Which female singer is the youngest of 14 children?
Ooh.
Which female singer is the youngest of four? It wasn't Andrew's sisters.
I'm thinking it might be one of the Osmonds. Kind of going along that.
They don't have 14? That many. They don't have that many.
You want to say Marie Osmond?
I think it's a Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Well, what about the Jackson 5? There's only about more than 5.
We don't know.
Right,
we don't know, Austin.
We don't
what's
know,
the
Austin. What's the answer?
It's Celine Dion.
Oh.
Wow.
14 siblings?
Boy, there's a pro-life message. You know, really, if you think about, there's too many kids or it's inconvenient, let's just abort this baby. And here you would have not had Celine Dion.
Hey, Austin,
great question.
Questions. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right.
Put Austin on hold and send him that travel mug, stainless steel AFR travel mug. All right, we're going to take a break for news. We shall return when we get back. Bruce in Michigan, Mike in Arkansas, Kenny's
in
Alabama. You'll all be, and Dale in Louisiana. You'll all be next.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.